Well, I hope everyone had a good lunch. Happy High Day. So here we are today, the second service of the last day of unleavened bread. For a full week now, we've been eating unleavened bread, checking labels, clearing out cupboards, and being aware of what we've been putting into our bodies. But today isn't just about finishing the days of unleavened bread. It's about asking ourselves, what are we supposed to take with us once these days are over? There's a phrase used in Deuteronomy 16 and verse 3 that really fits this moment. He calls unleavened bread the bread of affliction. Now, that's not a phrase that we hear about all the time. It might even feel a little bit uncomfortable sometimes. In fact, sometimes you might ask yourself, and I ask myself, why would God tie something holy with something described as affliction, especially on a holy day? That's what I'd like to think about for this message, especially as we come to the end of this festival. Let's look back on what this phrase meant to Israel. When Israel left Egypt, nothing about that moment was comfortable. They left in a hurry. Their bread wasn't finished. Their lives were completely uprooted. They had to pack up all their belongings in haste and leave their homes. And even though Egypt had been a place of slavery, it was also familiar. It was predictable. And leaving something familiar, even if it's bad, is never easy. If you've ever had a job that you were really unhappy with, you might know what I mean. The idea of going out and finding something new that you're not familiar with can be quite the challenge. That's why God wanted them to remember. Not just the miracle, not just the freedom that he afforded them, but the experience of leaving Egypt. The unleavened bread reminded them that freedom did not begin with comfort. It began with a difficult decision to trust God and to move forward. The unleavened bread reminded them that freedom... Oh, I just said that, didn't I? That's why God said that they were to eat this bread all the days of their life. Because remembering where you came from helps you understand where you are going. Now, the last day of unleavened bread adds another layer to this picture. By this point in Israel's story, they had already left Egypt, but Egypt hadn't given up on them yet. You see, Pharaoh was still chasing them. The threat was still very real. It's only when Israel passed through the Red Sea and the water closed behind them that Egypt's power had finally broken. And that's important for us because it reminds us that leaving sin is often a process, and it doesn't just happen in a single moment. Sometimes we leave things behind quickly. Other times, they follow us. Old habits, old ways of thinking, old fears. And it takes time, it takes endurance, and it takes trust in God for those things to finally lose their hold on us. It also takes his Spirit. But even with God's Spirit, we grow over time. The last day of unleavened bread reminds us that God doesn't just call us out. He calls us through. Out of Egypt and through to the promised land. Let's be honest. Days of unleavened bread are not always comfortable. Unleavened bread is not everyone's favorite. Granted, the options that we have nowadays are, I would think, much better than what they had back then, as far as unleavened bread is concerned. But getting rid of leaven still takes effort. And by the end of the week, I think most of us are ready to go back to normal. And that's part of the lesson, because real change is never convenient. If removing physical leaven for 1 week takes effort, Imagine what it takes to remove spiritual leaven from our lives. Things like pride, selfishness, bitterness, and surrendering these things are often uncomfortable. That's why Scripture connects growth with endurance. Jesus talked about denying ourselves. Paul talked about putting off the old self. Those are not a painless process, but they lead to something so much better. The bread of affliction reminds us that short-term discomfort can lead to long-term freedom. So today we come to the end of the festival. We stop physically eating unleavened bread, unless you're crazy. But the lesson doesn't stop here. We're meant to carry something forward with us through the rest of the year until next year. We're meant to remember what God has brought us out of, to recognize that growth takes effort, and we're meant to choose progress over comfort. The bread of affliction teaches us not to romanticize Egypt, but to never forget why we left Egypt in the first place. It helps us to stay humble, to stay alert, and to stay grateful. On this last day of unleavened bread, brethren, we stand on the other side of the journey. Like Israel, standing beyond the Red Sea, we are reminded of something very powerful. God delivers. But he also expects us to continue moving forward. The bread of affliction was never meant to glorify hardship. It was meant to teach us that meaningful change often starts with sacrifice. As we leave these days behind, may we hold on to their lessons, choosing growth over ease, obedience over convenience, and trusting God to finish the work that he has begun in us.